Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. Happy Friday. This is Owen. I'm sure by now you know that the unique thing that God gave to Adam and Eve is a soul that will live forever. Their bodies died and were buried thousands of years ago, but their souls have been with God since then. Today we will wrap up our focus on Adam and Eve and their eternal souls. But first, this goofy joke of the day.
Hey Estelle,
yeah?
What kind of water can't freeze?
What kind of water?
Hot water.
Wake up, kid. Of course, by now you know that the unique thing that God gave Adam and Eve were souls that will live forever. He breathed the breath of life into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. God also gave Eve a soul, and he gave a soul to every other human who came after her. Because of sin, Adam and Eve's bodies died, but their souls are immortal and eternal. They cannot die, and they will exist forever. In fact, the true meaning of physical death is your soul separating from your body. When the Bible tells us about the death of Rachel, it says that her soul was departing because she died. In Philippians, Paul writes that dying is departing to be with Christ. Even the part of Jesus that was on the inside of his body, his soul separated from his body when he died on the cross. Our souls are eternal at death. They separate from our bodies. But that doesn't mean that we will spend forever as a soul with no body. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 5 that one day, every human body that has died will be put back together and brought back to life. The souls that were separated from those bodies will be put back in. Each person will exist forever in their body. This is called a resurrection. Jesus was resurrected, and one day every other person will also have a resurrection. The children of God will be put back together with their bodies and spend forever with God in their now made perfect bodies. The people who choose to reject God will also get their bodies back, but they will spend forever separated from God. So, Adam and Eve, who have existed for thousands of years with God, will one day get their bodies back. And they will spend forever that way. So will every other human, including me and you.